Hello, and thank you for listening to the Skeptics in the Pub online podcast. This unedited audio is taken from Skepticamp 2024 and was recorded in front of a live audience in Manchester on the 18th of October 2024. A video of this, and many of the recordings hosted by Skeptics in the Pub online, are still available on our YouTube channel. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and if you would like to support what we do, you can join our Patreon. Find us at Patreon, Skeptics in the Pub, online.
Prepare for the worst segue I could come up with. The largest way to write a message is by using a plane to write it into the sky. And for this reason, the subject of our next talk is electric aircrafts just around the corner, a distant dream, and we welcome Daniel.
Thank you very much. Right. Thank you for having me. So the question that I want to try to answer here in my talk is when will we be able to fly in an electric aircraft to Skepticamp or QED? But first things first. So I think most of you don't really know who I am. So let me introduce myself a bit more. I'm Daniel. I come from the west coast of Sweden. I've been flying most of my life. I took my commercial pilot's license when I was 18 years old, and I'm a flight instructor. But on top of that, I'm also an engineer. Been working with vehicles both on the ground and in the air. And right now I'm pursuing both my professional expertise and my passion in a PhD studying electric aircraft. But the opinions that I present here are my own. Right, but let's start with what is an electric aircraft. So in a conventional aircraft, you would burn fossil fuel in an engine and you would use that to move the aircraft forward through the air. In an electric aircraft, you would instead have a battery that powers an electric motor that turns a propeller to move you forward. Why would we want that? Well, the reasons for electrification in the air are similar to the ones on the ground. So we want to try to save costs on fuel and maintenance. And we want to reduce the effect that we have on the climate, environment, and people's health. So where do we stand on electrification? Electric trains have been around since the 1800s, actually. And there are lots of fully electric vehicles on the roads. In a few years, there will be 200 million electric cars worldwide. So where are all the electric airplanes? Well, they actually exist, but they're very small and they're mostly prototypes. So why is that? Well, there are a bunch of challenges with electric flight. You may be familiar with Newton's first law, that forces need to be in balance. So when we add a battery in the aircraft, we add weight, and that weight requires that we produce more lift. The thing is that when we produce more lift, we also generate more drag. So that drag means that we need to produce more thrust, and when we need to produce more thrust, we need more batteries to generate that power. So it becomes a vicious circle. The way out is lighter batteries. The problem with that is that batteries are now good enough for cars already. So we risk having lighter batteries becoming a niche product specifically for the aviation industry, which means it's expensive and fewer incentives for it. Another issue, besides from batteries, is that we have a lack of infrastructure. Airports are not built to accept electric aircraft. And I don't want to call this a problem, but it is a challenge, and it is regulation. So regulations are abundant in the aviation industry. They are very good for safety, not necessarily that good for innovation. And because electric aircraft are new, there are no regulations, so we're going to need those in place. So how do we solve this? Well, that's my job. we can make lighter batteries by using silicon in them. So if we use silicon in a part of the battery called the anode, we can actually have batteries that have the same amount of energy as a battery today, but weighs half as much. We could also use other technologies that I'm not going to go into that much, but there's research going on in many different areas. We are actually already starting to build the infrastructure for electric aircraft. The big Dodger in the picture there is called an MCS. It's a big thing, but it can provide a lot of power. Actually up to almost 4 megawatts, if somebody is familiar with how much that is. They are being built already at airports around the world, or at least they're being prepared to be built. And we have the European Union Air Safety Organization, EASA. They're working on regulations for electric aircraft so that the industry know what to expect. So that brings us back to, now we have a bunch of solutions, so that brings us back to the original question, when can we fly here in an electric aircraft? Well, that depends on where you're flying from, of course. From most of UK and Ireland, I'm showing a picture here of Europe with a little ring around Manchester. So if you are from within that ring, you can expect to be able to fly here within less than 10 years. And if you come from the outer ring, you could expect mid to late 2030s, probably, that you could fly in an electric aircraft. And that would include the north of France, most of Belgium, and the Netherlands. Then the question is, where I flew in from today, I flew from Gothenburg, which is on the west coast of Sweden. When can I fly here in an electric aircraft? Well, it could be later and it could be never. The reason is that electric aircraft are particularly good for shorter distances. So it might actually never make financial sense to have a long distance electric aircraft. You would probably consider using alternative fuels instead, like biofuels, hydrogen, ammonia, methanol. But there is another thing here that is a little bit unexpected, perhaps. So I don't think electric aircraft will necessarily be a niche thing, because today we associate air travel with long distances. But the reason we don't use aircraft for short trips today is because that would be too expensive. I'm showing here an aeronautical chart of the area around Manchester, and all those red stars are existing airports, existing infrastructure for aircraft. With lower operating costs in an electric aircraft, we make shorter flights perhaps a financial possibility. So consider that you could fly, for example, from Blackpool to Sheffield in less than half an hour instead of 2 to 3 hours by car or train. And that would also reduce the burden on roads and railways and could be a net benefit to society. So your first electric flight, to Skeptic Camp or QED may be from somewhere a lot closer than you would actually consider flying from today. And that's it. Thank you.
You've still got 2 minutes if you want. No, let's do more questions then.
I'm good. just like you said, the full version of this talk will be available in the bar later.
Good. First question from Riley. Doesn't the weight of the battery offset the weight of the fuel that's no longer needed?
Great question. It could if the batteries were a lot more energy dense. So for comparison, 1 kilo of jet fuel contains about 12 kilowatt hours of energy. And 1 kilo of batteries contains about 200. So 12,000 compared to 200. That's the numbers we're talking about here. So that's the issue.
OK. Okay. We've got a question from Andras. Is there a similar difference to cars in driving experience when you fly electric?
Well, yes and no. I have actually flown in an electric aircraft, piloted one myself, and well, together with a test pilot. But the thing that stood out most to me was that I'm used to when you're taxiing out to the runway to take off, the engine will be idling, so the propeller is turning, and I was really shocked when we were taxiing out and we had to hold next to the runway and the engine stopped. And I was, oh, what's going on? Oh, no, that's perfectly natural. Oh, yeah, of course it is. So I guess the question is referring to if it's quiet. It's not really, because most of the noise is coming from the propeller. But you could make it a lot quieter if you wanted to, but that would be at the cost of efficiency.
Okay. Next question from Mary Hinch. Can we just make the test of the plane lighter instead? The rest of the plane, sorry.
Yes, we can. To a certain extent, of course. I mean, aircraft today are not, they are designed to be light, because if you make a heavy aircraft, you will pay for that in fuel costs later on. So you want to try to make your aircraft as light as possible. But there are possibilities, like you can use carbon fiber, for example. There are other ways too. Like some people have proposed that you actually make the fuselage out of batteries, so that the skin itself of the plane is a battery. It's a work in progress. Let's call it that. I'm also seeing some potential issues with, like, what happens if you get a bird that hits your plane and it short circuits the battery. I'm just leaving you with that thought.
On the positive side, if you're playing the ego drinking game, it's now time to take a shot.
Cheers.
So, is the way forward batteries and not some other way of to store the electricity, like hydrogen, for example, leaving aside issues with being a flying bomb?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the big question. I'm thinking that they have different roles to fill. So an electric aircraft is probably very good for short distances. And the reason for that is energy efficiency. Because if you use a battery to propel forward, you get a much higher system efficiency. If you use hydrogen as your energy storage medium, you will need to produce about 3 to 4 times as much energy in order to be able to fly the same distance. So I think they... But hydrogen is a lot more energy dense, so you could fly further. So they each fill different roles, I think.
We've got a question from Tam. What happens to an electric plane if it runs out of charge mid-flight?
Same thing as happened to an aircraft that runs out of fuel. It glides and then you land.
Good. Last question from Anonymous this time. Will the advent of electric planes change any of the calculations about number of engines and safe, routes to travel?
Number of engines and, sorry, what was the last thing?
Routes to travel.
Routes to travel. Well, yeah. Okay, so number of engines. This is a very interesting question, actually, because it's actually much more efficient to have a bunch of little propellers at the front of the wing instead of having 2 or 4 big ones. So, but we can't do that today because that it would be very, very expensive to have 20 engines on an aircraft in maintenance cost, and also it would be very inefficient. But with an electric motor, you could do that because an electric motor is small and cheap. So you could have 20 motors. And the other question was routes. Yeah, I think in the future you might be able to fly from Blackpool to Sheffield, which you cannot do today.
How many people will be on that plane?
Maybe 20. It's like or 20 to 50. It's like the way that it is foreseen is that it would perhaps replace buses, like that you would somewhere where you would travel in a long distance bus today or a short medium distance bus, you would fly in an aircraft instead.
Good. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you.
Applause, please.
That was the Skeptics in the Pub online podcast. For more skeptical content, including information about future talks, please like us on Facebook, follow at SITP on Twitter, or head to our website at sitp.online, where you'll also find a link to all the ways you can get in touch with us, including our Discord server. Music in this episode was provided by Thula Bora and used with permission. Until next time, thanks for listening.